Hi, everybody. Well, today is June 20th, 2016. This is the Creation Light Shift Healing Program. And this is the first day of summer. So, who knows what that's going to do for you here. Here we go. So let's clear out the day here, in case that's bothering you. Maybe you don't like summer, so it's agitating you. The full moon might be another problem coming in. Getting moon by the moon. So here we go. Let's clean the date up here. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And the moon energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. And let's see here. Summer energy. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. Okay. Let's clear away from you a situation that you're dealing with, or trauma or pain or something. So think of that one particular issue. If you don't have anything, that's great. But here we go. Releasing that energy. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we've naturally got to get rid of the energy of the summer solstice. All these New Agers are praying on this here, praying for it, and rituals and all kinds of stuff, which they do every year, bringing in more aliens, opening up vortex or stargate. So if you know somebody doing that, tell them that they're doing is awful and that they're harming the people living here and harming the earth and bringing in new visitors. So let's clear away summer solstice. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And let's release aliens here. Here we go. I'll count to 100 to clear aliens. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. How do you feel, Anna? Are they leaving?
Feels that way to me. I hope I don't have too many because I have that clearing going all the time.
Okay. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. Yeah, they already left. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 50. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 60. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 70. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 80. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 90. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 100. So tomorrow and today should be very peaceful. If you feel any agitation, you know the New Agers are doing it to you. So do some clearing on the energies. Maybe do a one of those free clearings for the Earth imbalance clearing. Maybe do a clearing for gray skies. Actually, if you have the dark side practitioner one, you want to put that in there because you are being hit by the darkness as these New Agers are bringing in energy for solstice, thinking they're doing something really great. So anyway, very unfortunate that people do stuff to harm others. So back to you.
Okay, wow, thanks so much, Ron, and welcome everyone. Ron's website, if you're interested in more information, is creationlightship.com. You can send us an email at clsquestions@yahoo.com or click on that fast chat button. And we thank you all so much for your participation. There are so many messages and emails, Ron, we couldn't possibly even get through them this show. Someone did just write in a request, I believe it was yesterday, was Father's Day, and they're asking if you could do a clearing for that.
Yeah, I guess. Here we go. Father's Day. I could go all different ways, I guess. So, to be a day for request. Yep, can't pronounce it. Hang on a minute. Water. Regret. Maybe you're regretting being a father. Maybe you regret your father. So let's do a clearing for that. That's probably what it's about. Besides just another day. So here we go. Regret clearing. Can't get that word out. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9. Boy, 20. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 30. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 40. There we go. So back to you.
Okay, thank you, Ron. And yesterday was, of course, the wonderful 8-hour healing call. And during that, you did tell us that the Earth got out of alignment and there was some alien activity. And I missed the beginning part of what you said. But do you recall what it was you said yesterday, Ron, that was going on and you had to straighten it out?
Boy. That seems like 100 years to me here. Remember the Earth being, like, brought up in... Oh, yeah, that was the one with the Muslim religion trying to come in. So, I guess a couple of days before, they tried to take the Earth and put it into seven partitions, just like you were to cut a cake with one of those restaurant devices that will cut... excuse me, a pie cutter. What they're trying to do is reverse... Well, I guess maybe reverse is the right word. They tried to make the horizontal, say, lines of the planet and vertical, or we could say longitude, latitude, okay? So they try to make them by switching the names from one to the other, which would really make the Earth be off kilter and change it. So that could be what they're trying to do is maybe a Earth flip or something. So... what they're doing, the aliens are trying to do this so that they could bring in the energy of the Muslim religion, which is the ones that people are dealing with, not saying that that's a bad religion or not. All religions are bad, so I'll go on record for that. But the one that Jesus brought here, or at least they talk about it anyway, is the one with peace. And so they wanted to bring in the faction of war. So that's the other duality. Remember, religions are all based in duality. So they wanted to switch it over so that planet would have the warring faction there. I'm not saying that the Christian people killed people because of the Christian religion too, but basically what it stood for was peace. And that's where you get where Jesus sort of mentioned turn the other cheek, basically. So what that means is that when you see something happening on a timeline, you don't get tied into that, and you stay on your own timeline to become peaceful. Otherwise, you're in duality. So by turning the other cheek, it takes you away from an incident that would be in duality, and now you're in the peaceful, in-the-moment timeline, in the now, like what we do with the mind of heart drop. So they're trying to bring that religion in to take the place of it because everything would be flipped. And when things get flipped, then everybody's out of sync. And who knows what would happen if that would have occurred. And everybody would have been probably frantic and having no grounding here. And then you'd eventually probably get a ground. Maybe they would do something to bring something in here to make you feel better, another Band-Aid. But anyway, that's what happens. That happened at, early in the morning. I don't know. I just don't have the time. I think it was... possibly, about a little bit after three my time, that specific time. And I don't know if that's the time that the Earth shifted over at about 2 minutes after eight or not. I just can't remember if that also happened. But that's basically if they're trying to bring forth that stuff. So, back to you. Hopefully that jarred your memory there, Ann, and maybe you could talk about it more than me. I'm so far removed from that right now that I must be out there fighting or doing something in the Beyondo.
Okay. Well, I believe the important thing is what you said earlier, which is we should all not be doing any of these, going to church, doing any of these, whatever you call them, you know, gatherings to honor the summer solstice. Someone wrote in from a couple of days ago there was some kind of peace summit, so that probably also had some, you know, dark energy and might have caused some problems. People think they're doing well, you know, doing something good for the earth, but actually they're opening vortexes, you have said, and attracting aliens, and we're trying to get rid of them. And I'll just repeat, too, that you've suggested we keep on the earth protection clearing running, and that's a great idea, and the gray skies to kind of help out the special forces. Okay. On a week or so ago, we talked a lot about the object clearing. People had questions about that. And someone is asking, do we modern consumers prefer brand new products because we inherently know that these do not have any emotional energy from previous owners?
Yeah, I don't know. I can't answer that. It would make sense, but I can't say yes or no to that. I don't know what to say. It's kind of out of context.
I think the object clearing can clear anything. So if there's something you really want, whether it's used or not, you should be able to bring it home. My guess is you probably wouldn't be attracted to a used item if it had a lot of emotional energy or negative energy on it. So it kind of fixes itself.
Yes,
Okay. Okay, some more healing questions. Is it okay to go to sleep as we do the healings, or is staying present while they're running best?
It's a toss-up. It's always best to, to be awake, but it's still going to work if you're sleeping. No? Like we say, put a picture in front of your computer. That way you won't have to worry about anything. So.
Right. Okay, and I'm doing the nanotechnology clearing. Would you please describe how it works and how it will improve my well-being?
Well, the nano clearing is designed to take away from you energies coming into you that was put into your DNA and or your body, past lives, genetically, or this lifetime, as you breathe something in at a prior date. So it's kind of like having epoxy. You know, you have maybe the A and the B type of epoxy. By themselves, they're not useful. But you put them together and it hardens. So that's what it is. You have stuff inside of you waiting to be activated. So when you get activated by the nanobites or whatever is out there, nanobots, alien stuff that's in the air, and it could also be in chemtrails, then all of a sudden something happens to you and you have a situation, a condition, because you have something stored inside of you. So that can help to eliminate a problem that you might have. As far as you saying, well, I heard this is coming down the pike here. Will this clearing help me? I don't know. You know, you have to just get it and see how it works. You don't know what is being taken away or what's helping you. If you have the clearing, you may have a better chance of being more in wholeness than if you didn't have it. But I can't, you can't put your finger on what it is because you can't see this stuff. And I do know that going, across the states here, there is different energies from one coast to the next. And sometimes it's heavier in one place than in the other. But that all depends how that particular area is being targeted. So are you in a target area? You may not know that, maybe even the cell phone towers that are up there, or the ones that look like cell phone towers transmitting stuff to people, maybe those towers are also activating stuff inside of you that you picked up 30 years ago. So back to you.
Okay. One listener is concerned that they wanted to, they're enlisted in Special Forces, and they're concerned they wanted to take a break, and they want to make sure that the Special Forces didn't feel or think that they wanted to completely resign.
That's out of my jurisdiction. I can't help you with anything that you have done in the Special Forces. If you got enlisted, that's your decision. What happens to you with them, it's also your decision. So, you need to tell them that you don't want to do something or you want to quit or whatever. That's not even in my jurisdiction. And I don't handle anything with people about Special Forces because you're already with your unit. So if you don't like it, then get out. So it's just between you and them. You're living there on timelines, and you can also verbally express your concerns and have that be their concern too. And they can say, okay, we'll give you a vacation or something, but that has nothing to do with me. I don't deal with anything that the time-traveling soldiers are doing, other than putting you back together again if you get taken out. So back to you.
And you have said, though, it's okay to request some time off if you feel you need it.
That's your choice, yeah. Uh-huh.
Right. Okay. So the other day, somebody had some questions about Sananda. And a listener wrote in, Sananda or Jesus to worship seems to be in darkness. Light is to serve light or peace in each other, not a person or not a name or not torture. Any comments?
Yeah, there's all this down here in the religion is light of the darkness. So they want you to get hooked up to become prey as you pray to these energies. So that's kind of unfortunate. It's a problem that people don't understand. Normally you have tradition and, your parents did something and your grandparents did something, going to a certain religion, and then you think you have to because they took you there. And you just become prey, P-R-E-Y, as you connect with these energies. It's all light of the darkness.
Right.
And all you have to do is the mind a heart drop one time, realize that source energy doesn't communicate with you, doesn't tell you what to do, and is in non-judgment. And then you realize that everything outside of yourself that people are telling you to do is not source energy. And that takes away from your spirit energy and can also steal your spirit out of your body. So back to you.
Okay. 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 Can we talk about non-alien attack? Okay, never mind. I thought this was a different question. But if someone is being attacked, Ron, and they feel they're being attacked by aliens, we have the alien attack page, right? You want to just talk a little bit about that so people can understand what's offered on the alien attack page?
Well, I put the page up years ago. Only because people came to me, saying that they have problems. So I first put the website up, and then I had people coming to me at expos and saying that, they were afraid of aliens and that they were being abducted, and they'd wake up with marks on their body sometimes, or they couldn't sleep. They'd feel their body trying to get pulled out of their body and all different weird things. So I put the page up to help those people. So it's $30 a month. I would just suggest go in there and have at it and see what's in there. It's all designed to help you get a remedy with aliens attacking you. Saying that differently, I would say for most people it's probably 80% effective. So get in there and try it and see what works. A lot of times the lights, when you get in there, the light is clearing away the aliens from your space, and they may not want to visit you again. So that's what the page is up for, is to help you to get rid of the stuff that's attacking you. And it's up to you to work it as much as you can to, you know, have relief. And it does work. But, you know, some people are very hard cases because maybe their parents have been in the military, or maybe they're in the law enforcement. That's kind of the same thing. And these type of people have probably a long history of having alien abductions continuously. Remember, alien abduction, if you're having an abduction, it's not the first time for you if you recognize it, okay? Remember, you're being abducted every 10 minutes anyway. But the ones that are known, that you go, wow, yeah, I see a ship up there. I feel, you know, them taking blood samples. I feel them, you know, anchoring me down on the table. I see saws coming out or whatever, you know, all this stuff that you probably have seen in movies. You know, working with your sexual organs and stuff, all that is real. So it just didn't happen in this lifetime. It's not like the first time it ever happened to you. You have a history of that through your body genetics. So they are tracking you maybe through, 50 generations. And they worked with 50 generations back trying to get a better specimen of you and or of the next generation. And now you're the product of those 50 generations. They want to make sure that, their work is okay. For them, anyway. And so, you know, this happens to a lot of people. So if you're interested in having a remedy, go on and do that. It's, I think $30 for a month. And just have at it. There's a lot of stuff on that particular clearing. As far as what's on there, I know it's pretty extensive. I put it up a long time ago. I probably visited the page about three or four times in probably maybe, a dozen years. I don't look back on stuff. It's up there at the time, and then when it's put up, it's done. And so I have really no need to even look at the website on the different clearings, because once they're up, they're up. I go visit one once in a while, but as far as knowing what's there, I don't need to do that. It's put up in the moment with what's needed at that particular moment in time. And from there, if I got to improve on it or something, which I very seldom ever do, I'll do that. But as far as knowing exactly what's on every particular step and things, no, I don't even go there. So back to you.
Okay, Ron, we have question here about timeline crashes and how specific or how important it is to be specific. If you can just put in the name of your emotion, for instance, fear, or do you need to be more specific?
Fear means nothing. You know, you may have, how big is your book of fear? You know, fear means nothing. You need to find a timeline is for an incident that you're going through. Okay? So being that general, it's not going to work for you, because you have to figure out what program you're attached to on that timeline. So if you saw a rattlesnake yesterday and that puts you into fear, so what's your fear about? Is it the rattlesnake or is it being bit by the rattlesnake? Okay? I would probably think it would be being bit by the rattlesnake, because just seeing a rattlesnake really shouldn't traumatize you. It could. So you want to put that into that clearing, afraid of being maybe bit by a rattlesnake. And then you use timeline crashes on it. So you have to indicate, remember, you're running programs, okay? Aliens give you programs continuously to run your life. So I'll give you an example, okay? You go out to eat with somebody, and all of a sudden they start talking about flying a kite when they were 12 years of age, and that was 20 years ago, okay? And that thought just comes into their mind. Where did it come from? Is the person really thinking about Joe line of sight when they're 12? No, the aliens gave them that to have conversation. And you look at the person and go, well, why are you talking about Joe? I don't know who Joe is. They go, oh, I'm sorry, you know, I just wanted to ramble on, you know. So this is how the aliens work. They give you all these thoughts to confuse you. And then you think that is such a great thing to think about it. You should only be working on or thinking about what you're doing in the present moment. Now, if you're not in the present moment, then maybe you could go a half an hour, we'll say, you know, in the past, in a half an hour ahead of you, you know, to see what you want to do. But anything else that you're doing is strictly the aliens telling you to think of something. And then you're running programs. Why do you want to run those programs? I remember a long time ago, there was this lady that somebody said, you know, look at this lady's coming, Ron, you know, watch her. And we called her Chatty Cathy. This lady can't be quiet. If she has 10 seconds of silence, she has to talk. I said, you're kidding. They go, no, watch. Remember Chatty Cathy? You know, you pull the string and it keeps talking and talking and talking in the old days. I don't know, were you alive then, Ann? With that? I know you're much younger than me. Hello, Ann. Uh-oh.
I'm here, Ron. I'm so sorry. I'm here. Yes, I totally remember Chatty Cathy.
Okay, so.
She's fine. Sure
enough, lady comes, and I'm watching her, and people are talking. There's maybe like half a dozen people, and they all shut up at the same time. Sure enough, within 10 seconds, she started talking about something. Was it related to the last conversation? Doesn't make any difference. She has to say something. And then, you know, it was like clockwork. So she was on a 10-second program to talk. Didn't matter what it was. She had to just keep talking. So where do those thoughts come from? Are those her thoughts? No. She's trying to put everybody on timelines every 10 seconds because she's making a different subject matter. So that's the program. So are you on those programs? What program are you running when you start thinking of something? Do you want to think of that? No, probably not. You know? To show you how easy it is to get onto programs, I can just say the word IRS. And if you're now fearful or something like that, then all of a sudden you know you better do a clearing for yourself. Maybe a whole lifetime clearing or something dealing with the fear of the IRS. You haven't done a whole lifetime clearing. So if you just heard IRS, it may not mean anything to you, you know? So that's the way to look at it. So you hear something that's awful, or you say, oh, fire. Well, does fire push your buttons? Well, what does that mean if it does? Where does your mind go? Your mind automatically goes to when you saw a fire, probably in a movie, or maybe you were in a bad fire, and you go right there. Now you're on that timeline over again, reliving that, okay? Get off that timeline. Do timeline crashes on it. Just putting the word fire in is not going to help, okay? Because you can see campfires. You can see fires on TV. You can see all types of fires. Okay, somebody lighting a cigarette, there's fire there. You got to get the program that you're running to clear on timeline crashes. So that's how you do timeline crashes. Where are you? What are you experiencing? Where did your thoughts take you? That's what you want to get off. You want to get that program off of you. If you have more than one of those programs, yeah, you could have 1,000 of them. But just clear the one that you saw last and then see what happens. So back to you. And do, you know, if it's a big emotional thing, do 1,000 timeline crashes. If just a little thing, maybe only do 100. Okay, back to you, Ann.
Okay, I also very highly recommend the fear body clearing, which I know now you recommend as, you know, something people should do really early on once they've done the mental and emotional. That had a profound effect on me. And somebody who has done a lot of healings explained to me that, you know, you may not walk around thinking even that you're a fearful person, but it's a way that the aliens can work on you at a real base level. And it really was a big shift for me to do that healing, the whole life of fear.
Now, fear's a big one. Everybody should do the fear clearing.
Yeah. So on Saturday, you did the alien android hardware removal call, and I know everyone really appreciated that. And near the end, you worked on our releasing heart knots for us. And next Saturday, excuse me, at 11 o'clock, let me just check that date so I'm saying it correctly. Saturday the 25th at 11 a.m. Pacific time, you're going to do a two-hour call for heart knots. And the price for that is $20, Ron. Am I right about that?
Yeah, we're going to do 1 hour for heart knots and 1 hour for some type of connection to the brain.
Brain and good. I forgot about that. That's right. That's going to be so great. So I just wanted to make that announcement. And there's also another special call in the month of June, but I'll get to that in a little while. Meantime, someone wrote in, Ron, with the heart knots, could we also do brain knots? And then they made a little joke. We could change from knotty pine to mahogany.
Interesting.
I forgot that you're going to do the brain part, so maybe brain knots. I don't know if there's even such a thing, but maybe that'll come up when you're doing the brain clearing.
Maybe you just let me know that during the call, so we'll see what happens.
Yeah, check for brain knots, too. But I think that's going to be really great. So
when you have an issue that deals with the heart energy, which kind of shuts you down. So what's the cause of that? Divorce. If you had a divorce, maybe somebody cheating on you, your parents dying, a sibling dying or something. All this stuff comes up. You know, maybe you're in a war and you watch your friends get killed. Or even worse, they're living in a missing, maybe arms and legs or something. But all this stuff is what causes these heart knots. Somehow it's something that's very, very traumatic to you, and you take it in, and it hits you. So you all know what I'm talking about. That's what they are. When you get them released, you feel better, and your chest kind of loosens up. So it's probably taking the muscles around your heart, or heart muscles even, and it's making them more rigid, and you can feel it. That's what heartache is that. So this goes in much deeper than a heartache issue, but this is what we try to release here is that. So maybe somebody could type in if they, how it felt to have that released the other day, just to give people an idea of what it was like. Back to you, Ann.
Okay. Next question. You kind of touched on this at the beginning of our show when we were talking about people doing their different practices, but someone's asking, can you tell us what mantras are and what they do and why it's not good for us or the planet?
Is that what it was?
Mantras.
Well, you're repeating something over and over again. Right away, you got a program going on. So who's coming into your body as you're doing this here? What are you invoking? I think they say that if you say something, at least a speaker anyway, 3 to 6 times over and over again, it kind of like sticks in people's memory, you know? So you hear that in some of the impulse commercials, right? Selling something, they give you the phone number, and then they give you the phone number again in about 10 seconds, and then again in 10 seconds, right? Or they keep repeating the name, or they like flash it to you, and automatically, somehow you manage to start to remember what it is, even though you don't want to remember it. It gets programmed into you. So a mantra would be the way to probably get out of your body, I would think, as you keep saying something over and over again, and it puts you onto a timeline of something that maybe is connected to what you're talking about. So let's just say that you kept saying the word money, and you said it for 100 times. Money, 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 money. Well, is that going to put you on a money timeline? I don't have an idea. It could, maybe. What's the emotional intent of that money? How did you feel when you first started talking about money? Maybe it might take away the charge of money for you. That might be okay. But still, when you do mantras, you know, why? You know, it's just there to put you onto that program. So if you could figure out a way to have a remedy with that, and maybe saying it over and over again, that's what we do with the negative affirmation, is you find out, you know, the information on what you're dealing with. And I use the word love it out of your life. I have no other way of saying it differently. It says love you don't want to have, but it is duality. And so you're bringing in that energy of the opposite. So some people say, oh, man, I'm really a loving person, and I don't know why this is happening to me. Well, what they're really telling you is I'm really this hateful person, and I'm not experiencing love right now. Why is this happening to me? Same thing. It's the same energy, both sides of the coin. Remember, it's a pendulum swinging. So on the planet Earth, they're dealing with alien energies, and you live in duality with all the different words and the meanings of those words. What you have is the pendulum will just say that you're really happy one day, and the pendulum will say goes from, say, plus 10 to 0 to minus 10. Minus 10 is the opposite, the complete opposite of what you have. And so you're really happy on the plus 10, and you should go down to the 0 and stop. That's when you're non-judgment. But because you live in duality, you need to have that extra zap of energy to feel like you're living here, you know, like I'm real, man. I love emotions. Okay. And so then you go now to the far extreme of the opposite of you being, whatever it would be on the positive one. And it's the complete opposite. So that's the way it works. And then you go back the other way. You go from positive to negative, from negative to positive, and that's duality. And source energy, none of that exists. You're in the present moment with no history of the past or her story of the past. Remember, when you have duality, that's only coming from your thoughts, from a learned experience from the past. And since you're living the past of your ancestors, you have plenty of learned experiences. And you want to be in the present moment so you're not being messed with by all these experiences. And it's a perfect setup for the darkness. Because you can't get away from yourself unless you do the mind a heart drop, which is what we tell people to do all the time. It takes 20 seconds, and you're in peace. So if you're in peace, none of that stuff even matters to you. Been there, done that, and you're done. And, you know, you're not related to anything. Like I said earlier, you know, using the IRS or whatever, you know, fire or anything else you can think of, if you have a charge on it, right away your body's shaking, and you know, because of an experience that you heard about from somebody else that they put you onto their program, right? Maybe somebody talked to you and you didn't know anything about the IRS, and they said, oh man, the IRS, they filed my money away and did this and that, and you go, oh man, that must be really bad. Well, maybe the other guy who you didn't talk to said, oh man, the IRS was great. I just got back $10,000 from them. This is wonderful. But you didn't hear that, okay? So you have the negative thing of the IRS, we'll say. Because you heard it from somebody and you're on their timeline, because they're sharing their timeline with you, they geared you onto that, so they told you all the stories about it. Now you're living that yourself. And so all of a sudden, when you hear that, you get, you know, jerked up. You know, you go, oh, God, this is awful. Okay? Thing is to be in neutral. Otherwise, you're drawing that stuff to you. You're on the timeline. You already drew it to you. You're living it in the beyond, though. Is that going to happen here? Well, if it's strong enough over there, it is. The more fearful you are about it, the more you're going to be drawing it to you. And lo and behold, you know, they may start asking you questions or something. So, you know, that's kind of how it works. Like I said about the fear or fires or anything else. You know, where are you with that? Are you in neutral with it? You watch news a lot and get excited and sad when you watch news or you watch movies, you know? Well, if you do, then you know, yeah, you're going to write those things down, but you got a body reaction, because that's what you need to clear from yourself. So we have a whole lifetime clearing. Doing the timeline crash is great. It's a Band-Aid for only one issue, one program. You may have a million programs, so getting rid of one is good. But what about the rest of them? That's why you do whole lifetime clearings. What body is in, what's distorted, maybe in five bodies. But you got to start somewhere and clear it out of yourself. Otherwise, you're going to be living your self-fulfilling prophecy of that timeline and many other ones that will come into your life. So back to you.
Okay. Someone must have seen some pictures, Ron, that you had at the expo, and then they don't see them on the website. So if that's the case and there's something you want, just send Ron an email to creationlightship@yahoo.com to see if those are available. Sometimes he can no longer get certain pictures that you might have seen. But this person, in addition, has a question about the picture of the Merkaba, and they're curious, what does that do?
The Merkaba is how you would look if you could get a big magnifying glass, we'll say, and you could see the energies in your body, maybe on some atomic level, and that's how your cells would look. So if you get the Merkaba picture, we can energize that for you to be in resonance with you, with your body. Okay? And that's basically it. So it's tuned especially just for you. So back to you.
Okay. So someone wrote in that they're very disappointed that they missed last Saturday's conference call. They, because of their work schedule, hadn't been able to listen to the VBS shows, which, of course, is where, you know, we do, I guess, put out the most information. So they're saying, you know, could you ever record these healing calls so they could be listened to later?
Nope. It only works in the moment.
Okay. So I guess all we can suggest is that, you know, there's one this coming Saturday, and then on June 27th, there we're going to have the organ restoration call where Ron will be working on our physical organs, and that is, again, on a Monday, June 27th at 5:15 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. The cost for that is $50, so you need to pay for that through the donation buttons that are on Ron's site. There's one on the right side and one on the left side. And then you forward the receipt from PayPal to Ron, and he'll send you the phone number and the PIN code to call in. That'll be after, actually, is that 1 week from today or 2 weeks? One week.
Boy.
It's next Monday. That's coming quickly. You know, we've been announcing it for 2 months, so I'm sure, you know, everybody knows about it, but I just like to keep reminding people.
So send me the email maybe Sunday or Monday, and I'll get you the codes probably on Monday, okay? So, you know, you'll probably get the codes maybe half an hour or earlier before the call starts. So just keep checking your emails, you know, maybe a quarter till.
Right. So if you want to pay for it, say, today, go ahead. You can pay for it anytime you want, but just hold on to your receipt until it's closer to the call time so Ron can just do them all at once.
In fact, I'll probably do it before the VBS program. I'll check. I'll get all the ones that I can gather up and send the information off that way.
Okay.
Then if you don't get it to me, then you'll get it. That's why I'm waiting about 15 minutes after the BBS show to send out emails to people.
Okay.
In case they, you know, they got, they just decided to come on instantly or something.
Right.
You should have it before the BBS program on Monday. Back to you.
Okay. Again, it's kind of the same thing you spoke about earlier, but someone wrote in, can you explain how using cards or going to a channeler, et cetera, is not good for you?
Well, I guess the main thing is, the first thing is the channeler, okay? So what and who are they channeling? Or what thing, okay? So automatically, they're getting information from somewhere, right? So they're plugged into something, and who knows what that is. Can the information be good and valid? Yes, it can. But then they're telling you about that incident. That puts you onto the timeline because now you realize something that maybe you never heard about before that could happen to you, or maybe you know, they're seeing this energy in your auric field, your psychic billboard, and they're going to tell you all about it. And so that may not be too bad, but are you going to be now on that timeline? Because, see, you didn't trust yourself. You didn't look within. You didn't clean out your psychic billboard. And now they're telling you that something awful is going to happen to you. We'll just use it on the negative term, okay? And even on the positive one, you know, maybe they say they're going to, you know, you got an inheritance coming, you know, $1 million next week, you know. Now you're going to wonder who's going to be dying to give you that money, you know. But anyway, from there, you're going to be on that timeline. So I just stuck you on a timeline. And now you're drawing that experience to you. Maybe not the $1 million, but maybe something that could be more awful. Remember, people like the aliens love to give you more problems than they give you anything plus, okay? So, you know, you might get 99% negative stuff and 1% positive because they want to really, you know, get your emotions going. That's why you want to have an emotional clearing to get out of this stuff. But aside from that, who are they chatting? Is that energy connecting to you now, okay? And then some people, you know, maybe they want to have you buy them $200 of candles or something, you know? So now you have your energy in candles. And so lo and behold, now whenever they light a candle, it came from you and you have your energy in it. And now you're really hooked up to that person. So can the information be good? Yeah, it can. May give you information, but, you know, what's the negative thing on it? What's going to happen to you? And what if they're wrong? You know, I can tell you a story. This I don't know how old this person was. I'll say that they're 80, just to pick a number. And the person went into a doctor for their yearly checkup. And the doctor, you know, checked him out. And then I guess a week later, they called the person into the office and said, oh, man, you have, you know, probably cancer or something, you know. Well, the person heard that and believed the doctor. Remember, that's what they're trained to do, give you the news of what's going on, right? And 2 weeks, the person died. Well, a week after they went in, I guess, before they died, the doctor called them and said, oh, I'm sorry, but it was somebody else. Similar name, but it was somebody else. It's not you. Well, the person already believed in the cancer, and they manifested it instantly, and they dropped dead. So, doctor killed him. But ideally, the person believed something outside of themselves by having the checkup. So, you know, who do you blame? The person that died, or do you blame the doctor? You know, I don't know. But anyway. So if you get bad news and it's incorrect, maybe it's a beginner reader, you know, who knows, you know, it doesn't make any difference. If you get the wrong news and you're expecting something, that can cause a lot of heartache or cause you to have a condition. So, you know, as far as cards, what's on the cards, you know, similar things, you know, can it help you? Yeah. Anything can help you, but what's going to happen at the back end of it? So that's the whole thing. And really, it's putting you on timelines. So why do you want to be on timelines? Be in the present moment. So back to you, and then manifest from there.
There's an old self-help saying, your opinion is none of my business. I can't remember where I heard that, but... made me think of it. Please keep your opinions to yourself. So this must be from a brand new listener. How can you know when a clearing is finished?
Well, if you're doing the whole lifetime clearing, when the clearing stops, it's done. Okay? If you're asking about timeline crashing, then you need to ask yourself. You know, how's my energy doing? How much more do I have to do? You will know when you don't have a reaction to what you're clearing. That's the first thing. Like I said earlier, you know, think of like the IRS, you think of fire or something, right? and you think of fire, I mentioned it now, and you jump up in the air and look around for a garden hose or something, well, you know you have a big issue there. Well, you know when it's done, as far as, you know, yourself being done with the clearing, when you don't jump up and look for the garden hose. And the clearings, if it's just done on your computer screen, it's over with. Don't mentalize and go back in there to try to see if it's working or not, because now you're being, now you're putting yourself on timelines. Aliens may want to do that to you. Self-doubt. Just know that it's done. Completed. Once that, once the website stops, it's over with. And it'll tell you the clearing is completed. Go back to you.
Okay. How do you have a relationship with someone and stay in the light?
I don't want to stay into the light. You want to be in the present moment. Well, the question should be, can I have a relationship by being in the present moment? Of course you can. Just unreactive to things. So back to you. Is the other person going to be the same way as you, though? So you better teach them how to do the mind of heart drop so they're not responding and reacting to situations that bring you onto their timeline. Then you got more timeline crashing to do. That's why I say, you know, don't think, because the aliens will give you something to think about. Make that mind really busy, giving you situations of your past, of things you saw on TV. You know, it'll run you through everything in your lifetime if you think long enough about something. Or you're not even thinking, and it comes into your mind, and then all of a sudden, now you're on that roller coaster ride. You shouldn't be thinking of anything. You should just be doing what you're doing in the present moment, and that could bring forth the thought of how to do something, but you're not going to be going into your past. Like I said, a half an hour in your past is plenty, you know, and maybe a half an hour ahead of you, or even an hour, you know, would probably be kind of okay. But anything that happened to you know, Uncle Harry 35 years ago that you're talking about now in conversation, that's meaningless. They're just giving you something to jabber about. And you don't want to do that. You want to be in the present moment. And once you finally catch on to that and you really understand that, then you go, wow, my whole life has been an emotional roller coaster ride because I keep thinking about my past events. They're gone. They're over with. Forget about them. You can't do anything, whether it's right or wrong about it. It's out of your life. And don't bring in that negative energy, those bad Scoobies or whatever it is. It may even be a pleasant thought for you. You know, it's still going to bring you duality. You know, if you like your dog Rover and you really loved him, you know, 30 years ago when the dog died, and you think about how you're playing with Rover, and then you come up with the time that the dog died, and naturally now you're going to be in sadness because Rover's dead. You know, don't go into the past. Just let it sit there. And don't put energy on it, and the aliens will go, oh, looks like Rover's not a good thing to try of this person. They kind of forgot about Rover. What else can we do? Oh, how about that squirrel that got run over by the car? That happened. They saw that, you know, 5 years ago. And maybe they even picked the body up and, you know, put it on the side of the road. We'll bring that one up and activate that for that person. And so now you start thinking about that poor squirrel that you picked up, and it's in Technicolor for you. They gave you that. And, you know, just don't go there. Been there, done that. That's how you want to be. Been there, done that. And you want to be in the present moment to enjoy life. Otherwise, you're on timelines. And what does timelines mean to you? Timelines means that you're not present on the current earth of source energy. You're on a fabrication of darkness, a hologram created by the aliens when you're thinking of things. You're not here. So back to you, Anne. It's like our show is kind of winding down here.
It is. You know, I'll give just one last question. Someone's dealing with extreme in temperatures, and they're asking what's the best thing to do, timeline crashes or the environmental timeline crash or anything else you can suggest?
Temperature is not their body. It's just climate changes, right?
It's hot outside, yeah. Extreme heat, they say.
Well, try that earth imbalance clearing, you know?
What about also talking to your body, you know, command your spirit to connect to the mind of your body and keep your body temperature low because externally it's very hot.
Yeah, you might. Yeah, you could try that. See if you can compensate. Not as miserable as what you could be. Yeah, you could try that.
Okay. Okay, well, our next BBS show will be on Wednesday at 7 p.m. Pacific time, also Station 1. So I hope you'll all join us then. Again, Ron's website is creationlightship.com. Lots of information there. Please listen to the BBS shows, and if you can't get on them live, at least listen to the archives, as there's so much information coming out. And we have a healing call, special call on the 11th and the 27th. Which I talked about earlier, so I won't keep going. So that's it, Ron. You can say goodbye and do the mind heart drop for us.
And we got our cord release call tomorrow, 5:30 Pacific, if you're interested in having energetic cords released from you that people put on you by thinking of you and looking at you. So here we go. Mind a heart drop. We'll say this out loud together. So we start off with, I now command my spirit to take the thoughts in my head, drop them into my heart. And I will count from 10 to 1 backwards 3 times. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4, 3, 2, 1. And you could do it less if you want, but 3, when I watch people, 3 times, they sort of get it, and all the thoughts are gone. Well, blessings, everybody, and we'll see you later. Have a wonderful evening with what's left of it here, and stay heart-centered. Do the mind a heart drop many, many times. Be peaceful. Want to be in peace in the present moment. Bye, everyone. Thank you, ladies.
Bye.
Goodbye, everyone.